B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Yuma Daf Pei Vov. We're going to start in the Mishnah, in the middle of Daf Pei Hei Omud Beis. Says the Mishnah, and this is the final Mishnah in Perek Yom HaKippurim, the final Mishnah of Maseches Yuma. Chatos v'osham vaday mechaprim. There are two things that are definitely bring about atonement. One of them is the regular korban chatos that a person brings when he does certain averus by mistake, and the osham vadai, because there's two different types of oshams. There's the osham vadai brought for certain averus, and then there's the osham tolui, which is brought when a person has a sofik whether he transgressed an avera by mistake, which would be punishable by Korus had it been done intentionally. That's in Osham Tolui, which the Gemara is going to discuss. And the Mishnah says that a Chatos and an Osham Vadai, Mechaprim, they atone for Averus. Continues the Mishnah, Misa v'yoyim HaKippurim, Mechaprim im HaTshuva. When a person dies, death and Yom Kippur, they atone for Averus on condition that they do tshuva. Tshuva is repentance, but if it's accompanied with tshuva, then they atone. Tshuva mechaperes al averis kalois. Tshuva, in and of its own right, without anything else, atones for the easier, the more lenient, the lesser types of averis. Which are they? Al asei, when somebody just violated a positive commandment, he didn't do a mitzvah he was supposed to do. Va'al lois asei, or when he did do something he wasn't supposed to do, which is the negative commandments, a mitzvah lois asei. And we're going to discuss in the Gemara which lois asei this is. But for these averis, kalois, a person does tshuva, and that suffices. Va'al hachamurois, but the more serious averis, he toila. Then tshuva works and helps to suspend the punishment until Yom Kippur comes v'yechapir and atones the avera. Continues the Mishnah, ha'oimer, if somebody says, echte, I'll do an avera, v'oshuv, and then I'll do tshuva. Echte, I'll do an avera, v'oshuv, and then I'll do tshuva. Ein maspikin b'yodo ilasas tshuva, then Hashem does not present opportunities to this person to easily be able to do tshuva, and he'll have to work much harder to arouse himself to do tshuva. Echte v'yeim ha'kippurim mechapir, if a person says, I'll do an avera and Yom Kippur will atone for the avera, ein yeim ha'kippurim mechapir, then Yom Kippur will not atone for this avera. And as we said before, of course, if a person does do tshuva, Yom Kippur will atone for it, but Hashem will make it that bit more difficult, or more accurately, Hashem will not present this person with his hisayrus, with the inspiration that Yom Kippur normally brings to help a person come to tshuva, that will be deprived from him. Continues the Mishnah, Averis shebin odom lamokim. Those averis that are just between a person and Hashem, Yom Kippurim mechapir. Yom Kippur can atone for them. Averis shebin odom lachaveroi, but averis that are between man and his fellow man, then ein Yom Kippurim mechapir, Yom Kippur will not atone ad sheyiratzes chaveroi, until he appeases his friend and asks his friend to forgive him. Dorash Reb Elozer ben Azaria. Reb Elozer ben Azaria learnt this from a posuk that it says in the posuk, Mikil chatoiseichem lifnei Hashem titoru, which means from all your averus, lifnei Hashem, before Hashem, which refers to the averus that were only between you and Hashem, then titoru, they are cleansed on Yom Kippur. The averus shebinodim lamokim, Yom Kippurim mechapir. Only for those averus that are binodim lamokim, between man and Hashem, Yom Kippur atones, but Averus shebin adam lechaveri, ein Yom Kippurim mechaper atchirat es chaveri, until he appeases his friend. Continues the Mishnah, Omer Reb Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael, fortunate are you, Klal Yisrael, lifnei mi atem metaharim, before whom do you clean yourselves? Mi metahir eschem, who cleanses you? Avichem shebashamayim, your father in heaven, shenemar, as it says, v'zorakti aleichem mayim, I'll sprinkle Maim tohirim, I'll sprinkle pure water upon you, utaharatem, and you'll be cleansed. Va'omer, and it says in another pasuk, mikveh Yisrael Hashem, that Hashem acts as a mikveh for us. Ma mikveh, just as a mikveh, metayres atmeim, it purifies those who are tomei, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metayres Yisrael, so too Hashem purifies Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah started that Chatos and Oshom Vadai, they are Mechaper, they atone. Says the Gemara, Oshom Vadai in, only an Oshom Vadai atones for Averus, Oshom Toluy, Loi, but an Oshom Toluy, an Oshom which is pending, which means if you don't know, if you have a Sofik, whether you did an Avera that is Chayev Chatos, in the meantime you bring an Oshom Toluy until it becomes clear that you definitely did that Avera B'Shegig, and then you bring a Chatos, does it not atone? V'hokaporok Sivbei, the Pasuk explicitly mentions regarding the Oshom Toluy, v'chipir olav HaKoyen, that there is atonement involved there. So why did the Mishnah only mention Oshom Vadai and not Oshom Toluy? Answers the Gemara, Hanoch, the two mentioned in the Mishnah, which is the Korban Chatos, and the Oshom Vadai Mechapre Kaporu Gemura. They affect a complete atonement. Oshom Toluy, however, the Oshom Toluy ain't a Mechapre Kaporu Gemura. The Oshom Toluy is not a complete atonement, it's just temporarily, in order to help him, protect him from being punished all the while, then he brings the Oshom Toluy. But as soon as he learns that he has definitely transgressed the Avera B'Shegig, he still has to bring a Korban Chatos, and only then does he receive full atonement. Inami, a different answer. Hanoch, those that are mentioned in the Mishnah, the Korban Chatos and the Oshom Vadai, Ein Acher Mechaper Kaparosom. Nothing else can atone in their place. It's if you have chayev chatos, you have to bring a korban chatos. You chayev oshom vadai, you have to bring an oshom vadai. However, oshom toluy, achir mechapir kaparoson. There is something else that could take the place of the oshom toluy that would actually exempt you from having to bring the oshom toluy. Did none, because we learned in a Mishnah, in Maseches Krisis, chayev chatos v'ashomois vadoin, anyone who's chayev a korban chatos or a korban oshom vadai, she'ovar oleim yema kippurim, that before bringing the korbonois Yom Kippur passed, Chayovin, they still have to bring their korbonis. However, Ashomois Tzluyin, somebody who was Chayev and Oshom Toluy, Pturim, after Yom Kippur has passed, they are exempt from bringing the Oshom Toluy. And this Mishnah that says, Chatos V'Oshom Vadei Mechaprim, is, according to this second explanation, is talking about those things that you have to use them as the catalyst for atonement, and there's nothing else that can do it in its place. Continues the Gemara, and this takes us back to the Mishnah. Misa v'yema kippurim mechaprim im hatshuva. Which means that Misa, death, atones, Yom Kippur atones, but only with tshuva. Says the Gemara, im tshuva in, that only with tshuva they atone, bifnei atzmon loy, but on their own, death and Yom Kippur do not atone. Neima deloy karebi. So it would seem that the Mishnah is not following the opinion of Rebbe. The Tani we learnt in a Braisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe maintains, Al kol averus sheba Torah, for all averus done, bein osa tshuva, bein lo osa tshuva. It doesn't matter, it's irrespective of whether he's done tshuva or has not done tshuva. Either way, Yom HaKippurim Mechapir Yom Kippur will atone for him. Besides for one Avera, Chutz Mipayrik Oil, somebody who throws off the yoke of Hashem, and Rashi says it means a Koifer B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he denies Hashem's existence. Such a person, or Umegale Ponim B'Torah, somebody who is very arrogant with the way he learns and teaches Torah, or Umefer Bris Basar, somebody who violates the mitzvah of Bris Mila. And besides for these three averas, shem osa tshuva, then only if he does tshuva, yom kippurim mechaper, yom kippur atones, vim lo osa tshuva, ein yom kippurim mechaper, yom kippur can only atone for these three averas if he does tshuva. But any other averas, says Rebbe, yom kippur is mechaper, even if he doesn't do tshuva. And this seems to be contrary to what it says in our Mishnah, that misav yom kippurim mechaprim im ha-tshuva, only with tshuva. Answers the Gemara, afilo teimer Rebbe. The Mishnah could even be following Rebbe. Because all it says in the Mishnah is that Misa v'yom kippurim mechaprim im ha-tshuva. It doesn't mean that Misa and Yom Kippur need tshuva. It means that in certain instances, tshuva will need Yom Kippur, and tshuva will need Yom Kippur and Misa. But Yom Kippur, in and of its own, doesn't need tshuva. Says the Gemara, tshuva boya Yom Kippur. And as we said, only for the more serious averus. Yom kippurim loy boya tshuva. But Yom Kippur doesn't need tshuva. Continues the Gemara. And the Gemara is taking us back to the Mishnah. Tshuva mechaperes al averis kalis. That tshuva, without anything else, no, without Yom Kippur, without Yisurim, which we learn about, without Misa, Tshuva on its own is mechaper, but only for the averus kalus, the lesser, the easier type of averus. Which are they? So the words, the term that the Mishnah uses is al-asei. For somebody who transgresses a mitzvah asei, which is a lighter type of a mitzvah, there's no malchus for transgressing an asei. Va'aloisase, and tshuva works for a loisase. Asks the Gemara, hashta aloisase mechaperes al-asei miboya. In generally speaking, the lois asei is viewed as a more serious type of avera than an asei. Proof being the punishment. A mitzvah asei, if you transgress it, there's no malchus. A mitzvah lois asei, there is lashes. There is a punishment. So if the Mishnah says that tshuva works for the lois asei without needing Yom Kippur, then we will take it for granted that it would work for the mitzvah asei. Why does the Mishnah have to specifically say asei and lois asei? Hashta lois asei mechaperes al asei miboya. Of course it will atone for the mitzvah asei. Answers the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda. Hochi koma. Rav Yehuda is reading into the Mishnah. Al asei, that when it says asei, that tshuva works without needing Yom Kippur, is referring to the mitzvah asei. When it says lois asei, what does it mean? Not a regular lois asei. A regular lois asei indeed is more stringent, and tshuva on its own will not be enough. You need Yom Kippur. Aye, it says in the Mishnah that tshuva mechaperes al averus kalus al asei va'al lois asei. It's not talking about regular lois asei. It's talking about type of lois asei that does not have the punishment of lashes. Which is that? Va'al lois asei shenitik la'asei. A type of a lois asei that can get undone by doing an asei. An example of that might be that the Torah says that there's a lois asei not to leave a korban over beyond a certain time. And then the Torah says, but if you do, I'll tell you what to do about it. Burn it. That's called a lav hanitik la'asei, a lav that can get removed, it can get remedied by doing a positive mitzvah. And it's as if to say, if you transgress the lav, you don't need to get the punishment for transgressing the lav, but you have to do something else and do this asei. So there's no malchus, it's an easier type of lois asei. It's called kalois, and it is in the same bracket as the asei. Va'lois asei gomur, but a regular lois asei, then loy, doing tshuva in and of its own, is not yet sufficient to get full atonement, and you need Yom Kippur for that. And we're actually going to see three different opinions as to how tshuva works with the lois asei. The first one is what we just saw now, Rav Yehuda explaining the Mishnah, that the lois asei that doesn't have malchus is like the asei, and tshuva works, you don't need Yom Kippur for it. If it's a lois asei gomor, if it's a proper lois asei, then not. But now the Gemara is asking a question against this from another Braisa or a Minhu. Eilu ehin hakalus. Which are the easier, the lighter types of averus, which tshuva on its own right achieves atonement? Asei v'lois asei. Transgressing a mitzvah asei, the positive commandments, and a mitzvah lois asei, the negative ones. Chutz besides milois iso. There's one avera where their tshuva in and of its own doesn't work, and that is the avera of lois iso. The pasuk says, and that's the avera that you should not take Hashem's name, you shouldn't say Hashem's name in vain. It says in the pasuk, lois iso es sheim Hashem elikecho lashov, ki lo yenake Hashem es hashiyos es shemoy lashov. It says explicitly in the pasuk that Hashem is not going to accept just the tshuva on its own right. And since we see that this is the only exception, it would seem that all the other regular lavim, those that get malchus, are included in the kalois, and tshuva does work. Answers the Gemara, loisisa v'chol de domilo. That even though the Braisa said chutz mi loisisa, it doesn't mean just the one avera of loisisa. It means loisisa and all those that are similar to it, which is all the loisa says that are punishable by lashes, they are all not called kalois. Which is the loisa say which is called kalois? As we saw before, the types of loisa says which are not punishable by lashes, for example, a loisa say shenitik la'asei, like Rav Yehuda explained our Mishnah before. Continues the Gemara. Toshima, there's another braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kol shehu miloisisa ulemato. Any avera which is more lenient than loisisa, tshuva mechaperes. Tshuva works for it. However, miloisisa ulemailo, anything which is a lav of loisisa and worse, then tshuva toila, then you do tshuva, but tshuva is then dependent on Yom Kippur. The tshuva is suspended. It suspends the punishment. Tshuva, you've done your tshuva, you'll only get atoned with Yom Kippur. And at this point, the Gemara assumes that every lois aser, which is punishable by lashes, is a lesser level than lois iso. And it says here that milois iso olamato, anything that's less than lois iso, including all the regular lois asers, tshuva is mechaperes. Not like Rav Yehuda said before. And it's only those things that are milois aser and worse, which is the lois iso, sorry, and worse, which is lois iso, and all those averus that are punishable by death, over there you need Yom Kippur. So it seems to have a brisa that tells us, not like Rav Yehuda said. Answers the Gemara, no, you made a mistake. When it says that miloisissa or lemata, anything less than loisissa, it means asei and lav hanitik laasei. When it says loisissa or lemailo, anything like loisissa and more, it means all the lavim, all the regular lavim are like lemala, like loisissa or lemailo, and their tshuva in and of its own will not be enough. That's what the Gemara answers, loisissa v'chal didomile. Continues the Gemara, Toshima, there's another brisa, and the brisa says like this, lefi shenemar b'choyrev tshuva v'nakei, after Klal Yisrael did the Egel, and they were still at Sinai, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim to daven for them, the Pasuk says, Noitzer chesed lo alofim, noise ovoin vofesha v'chato, v'nakei, that Hashem would clean and absolve them from their averis. Yochil af loisiso imohen, I may have thought that the tshuva that they did would suffice even for the avera of loisiso, of mentioning Hashem's name in vain. Talmud Loimah says in the other pasuk regarding mentioning Hashem's name in vain, it says they lo yenake, as we saw before, loisiso es shem Hashem elikecho lashov, ki lo yenake es shem es Hashem shemoy lashov. So when it says v'nake, that tshuva works, it's not including loisiso, which is lo yenake. Yochel af shar chayvi lavin kain. I may have thought that all the other regular lavim are similar to loisiso, and tshuva does not work on its own. Talmud Loimah says in the pasuk es shemoi. It says ki lo yinake Hashem esa sheyiso es shemoi lashov. What does that mean? That shemoi hu de'ene menake. It's only somebody who has done this avera of using Hashem's name in vain, such a type of person, tshuva in and of its own isn't enough. Aval menake, shar chai v'lavin, but all the other lavim are included in what it says in the pasuk after the egel, b'chayrev, that the Rabbeinu Shleilim is noise ovin v'fesha v'chato, v'nake, and he does accept the tshuva. And this is a question or a contradiction to the way Rav Yehuda explained our Mishnah, that says that only the lav hanitik la'asei, tshuva works, but regular lavim needs to have Yom Kippur. Answers the Gemara, you're right. Indeed, this is a different opinion, but tanoihi, there's another brisa. The Tanya, he says in the brisa, alma tshuva mechaperes, for which averus does tshuva independently achieve atonement, al asei, v'alois asei shenitik la'asei, exactly what Rav Yehuda said to explain the Mishnah. We have a brisa here, that mitzvah asei and alois asei shenitik la'asei, for there tshuva works on its own. V'alma tshuva toilev yom kippurim mechaper, and when do you need Yom Kippur together with the tshuva to receive a complete atonement, al krisos, for those averus that are punishable by koros, v'al mises beizdin, v'al lois aser gomor, and for all those lois asers that are proper lois asers, that a person gets lashes for them, that they are included not in the kalois. And this is the brisa that's a source to what Rav Yehuda said and the way Rav Yehuda explained our Mishnah. So far we have two opinions. We have Rav Yehuda explaining our Mishnah and this second brisa that says that all lois aser gomor, tshuva is not enough, you need Yom Kippur, and only for the lav hanitik la'asei, tshuva is enough. But that first brisa we saw, from there it's apparent that any lav which is not loisiso, even all the other regular lavim, tshuva does work. And we're going to see a little bit later yet a third opinion. But in the meantime, says the Gemara, Omar Mar, we saw in the brisa, Lefi she'nemar b'chayriv v'naki. It says in the pasuk that noitzer chesed la'alofim noisei avin v'fesha v'chato v'naki. And the Braisa learns from here that for all the loisa says v'naki, Hashem cleanses them. The question is, minolon, how do you know that this pasuk is talking about with tshuva? It doesn't mention tshuva in the pasuk. Answers the Gemara, D'tanya, we learnt in another Braisa, Reb Elozar Omer, E'ef sh'loimer naki, you can't say that Hashem will just absolve the Averus and cleanse them and atone for them. She'kvar nema lo yenake. Because it says in the Pasuk, lo yenake. Let's go back. This is not to get confused with the lo yenake that it says by somebody who uses Hashem's name in vain. Here there's another lo yenake. That same Pasuk that says, noise ovoin vofesha v'chato v'nake, lo yenake. It says that Hashem will not cleanse them. So it seems to be a contradiction. V'nake and lo yenake. How does that work? And it cannot be that Hashem is not going to atone them and absolve them of the Averus, because the word before that it says Venaki. How do we understand this seeming contradiction? Venaki means if you did tshuva, Hashem will get rid of the Averus. But if you don't do tshuva, then Hashem will not rub out the Averus. Continues the Gemara. Shoal Reb Masio ben Chorosh es Reb Elozar ben Azaria Baroimi. Reb Masio ben Chorosh, he asked Reb Elozar ben Azaria in Rome, Shomato, have you heard, Arbo Chilukei Kapora? There are four divisions, four different types of atonement. Shehoyo Reb Shmuel Dorish, that Reb Shmuel would expound upon? Omar, Reb Elozar answered Reb Masio ben Chorosh, no, Shloishahin, there's only three. Utshuva im kol echod ve'echod. A chaluka, a division means that there's something unique in one area that doesn't exist in another area. What Reb Masya ben Chorosh thought was the fourth one, we'll soon see, was actually just the actual doing tshuva. Doing tshuva is not a chalukah, it's not a division of atonement. It is part and parcel of every atonement, and therefore it's not part of the divisions, and there's only three divisions. So let's see, what did Rabbi Shmuel say? Ovar al asei v'shov. If somebody transgressed a mitzvah asei and did tshuva, einoi zoz misham atra moichlim loy, then he does not move from there until he's forgiven, which means that the avera is immediately forgiven. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, shuvu bonim sheivovim, which means return to Hashem. Shuvu bonim sheivovim is children who have gone wayward. So you see in this pasuk, all it says is shuvu. You don't need anything else. And the Braisa assumes that this pasuk is referring to the tshuva done after having transgressed a mitzvah sase. Ovar al loisase v'osot tshuva. If somebody transgressed a mitzvah loisase and did tshuva, then tshuva toila. Then the tshuva, it suspends the punishment temporarily. V'yom ha'kippurim mechaper until Yom Kippur, and then Yom Kippur he gets entirely atoned. And this is actually a third opinion, where here it seems that every single loisaseh, even a very weak loisaseh, a lav hanitik la'aseh that we saw before is in the same bracket as asay that does not need Yom Kippur. According to Rabbi Shmuel, all loisases are in the same bracket that you need tshuva and Yom Kippur. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, ki bayom hazeh, on this day Yom Kippur, through Yom Kippur, with Yom Kippur, and because of Yom Kippur, yechapir aleichem, Hashem will atone for you, letayir eschem mikol chatoseichem, lifnei Hashem titoru. From this pasuk, you just see that there are some averus that need Yom Kippur to have atonement, and the Braisa assumes that it's talking about the mitzvahs loisase. Continues the Braisa, says Rabbi Shmuel, Ovar al krisa isumisas beizdin, that if somebody transgresses averus which are punishable by either korus or misas beizdin, v'osa tshuva, and he did tshuva, as we said before, tshuva has to go with all the brackets, tshuva v'yom kippurim toilin, that tshuva and Yom Kippur, they suspend for the time being. And there's a discussion here in the Mefarshim, what does it mean, toilin? Till now we understood that a person doesn't get punishment till because he's done tshuva, and then he waits for Yom Kippur in order to have his atonement in the case of the Lois Aseh. Over here, he does get punished because he transgressed on Croesus and Mrs. Bezdin. So he does get punished. So what does it mean, toilin? So that's a discussion here in the Mefarshim. But obviously the tshuva and Yom Kippur helps him in some way. V'yisurin memarkim. And over here, because he transgressed such severe averus, then he needs suffering in order to entirely cleanse him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, ufokadati b'shevet pisham, that I will punish the averus with a shevet, with a rod, which means with yisurim, with suffering, ubinagoim avoinom, and averus will be punished via plagues. So you see here that there are some averus that need even yisurim, even plagues and the rod and suffering. So this is the next bracket up of averus, which is the krisis and Mrs. Bezdin. Continues Rabbi Shmuel, Avol mi sheyesh chilul Hashem biyodoi, somebody who because of his averus has made the chilul Hashem, he's desecrated Hashem's name, ein loy koyach b'tshuva litlois, his tshuva cannot suspend the punishment, v'loy b'yem achipurim irlechapir, nor can Yom Kippur atone, v'loy b'yisurim lemorik, and nor can suffering cleanse him, elo kulom toilin, all of them together suspend, umisim amarekes, and it's only death itself that will cleanse him from this sin, shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, v'niglo b'oznoi, it was revealed in my ears, says the Novi, Hashem tzvoka is by Hashem, im yechupar ha'ovoin, that this avera will not be atoned, ha'ovoin azeh, this avera will not be atoned lochem for you, ad tomusun, until you die. So you see there are some averas that it's only death that will finally atone for the person, and this is the worst type of avera, and this is the avera of chilul Hashem. So we've had here from Rabbi Shmuel four brackets, four divisions, which are really just two, which are called divisions. You have just doing tshuva, and the tshuva has to be done with all four. It happens to be that if somebody transgressed a mitzvah saseh, he doesn't need more than that. But that's tshuva. Besides for that, there are three divisions. There's the division of averus that need Yom Kippur. There's divisions of averus that need suffering, and there's the division of averus that need death. Continues the Gemara, Hei chadomi chilul Hashem. What is chilul Hashem? Give us some examples of chilul Hashem. Omar Rav, Rav said, Kagoin ano, if somebody as prestigious as me, Ishokilno bistro mitabocho, if I'm going to buy some meat from a butcher, if I'm going to take some meat, v'lo yohivno dmei le'alta, and I don't pay him straight away, that would be a chilul Hashem. Because the butcher is expecting to be paid, and if this customer is not paying, the butcher might think, oh, he's trying to get out of it. And the butcher might think, if such a prominent person can contemplate and entertain the idea of stealing, well then obviously so can I steal. And then he will have caused this butcher to transgress and to become lax with stealing, and that is a chilul Hashem. Omar Abaya. Abaya, however, said that that's only a chilul Hashem, lo yishonu elo ba'asra deloy tovi, only in a type of place where the shopkeepers, they do not come after their money and demand the money that's owed to them. So in that case, if you don't pay, then the shopkeeper will think the customer's trying to steal from them. Abu ba'asra de tovi, but in a place where the shopkeepers come and demand their money, les lon bo, then there's nothing against delaying the money until they ask for it. Omar Ravina said, Umosa Machasio, this city called Machasio, is Asra de Tovihu. That is a place where the shopkeepers would come and collect their money, and therefore if you don't pay straight away, it does not make a Chilul Hashem. Abaya, what did Abaya do to avoid making a Chilul Hashem? Could a shokil bistro, when he would take meat, mitrei shutfa, if he had a butcher's that belonged to two people, and he took some meat from there, yohi v'zuza lahai v'zuza lahai, he would give a zuz, assuming that the price of the meat he took was a zuz, he would give a zuz to each of the two partners, he would pay double. Because that way, each of the partners is not going to suspect him of not paying, of stealing, because neither partner knows that he's paid the other partner. V'hodor, and only afterwards, mekarev lu gabe adodi, he brings the two partners together, v'obit chushbena, and then they realize he's paid double, and they reckon with him, they give him credit for next time, and they take care of it. Another example, says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kagoin Ano, somebody like me, to Mesageno that goes Arba Amos below Torah, 4 Amos without studying Torah, Ubeloi Tefillin and without wearing Tefillin, that is a Chilul Hashem. And Rashi explains that Rabbi Yochanan was often too weak to learn Torah and wear tefillin, but he said, were I to be seen in public this way, people wouldn't know that I'm too weak, and it would make a chilul Hashem, it would make other people be lax and neglectful for Torah study and for wearing tefillin. Says the Gemara, Yitzchok to be Rabbi Yanai Omar, Yitzchok from the yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai would say, Kol shechaver of misbayishim machmas shmuosoi, anyone who is friends or embarrassed because of the bad reputation he's got, because of what people are saying about him, Hainu Chilul Hashem, that is a Chilul Hashem, that's another example of Chilul Hashem. And what's an example of this? An example of this would be Omer of Nachman by Yitzchok, Kagoin de Ka Omri Inshi, if, for example, if people say, Shoro le mori leplonyo, may Hashem forgive that person for something he's doing. Which means that he was obviously doing something that his friends were not so comfortable with, and they said Hashem should better forgive this person for doing those averus, and that's a chilul Hashem. Abaye Omar. Abaye says, Kedetanya, where do we find that if other people are going to feel badly and negatively about this person and his Torah observance, that that constitutes a chilul Hashem? Kedetanya, we saw in a braisa, V'ahavtos Hashem elikecho, there's a mitzvah that you should love Hashem. What does that mean? Sheyehei shem shamayim misahiv al yodcho. Of course you have to love Hashem, but it's also important that you are a catalyst. You make sure that because of you, other people are going to love Hashem. How do you do this? Sheyehei koire, that means you should learn chumish, v'shoina, and learn mishnayas, u'mashamish tamidei chachomim, and you should serve tamidei chachomim, and it's the tamidei chachomim who will teach him how to learn and how to understand the Mishnah. It's what we call today Talmud or Gemara. V'yehei masoyu matonei benachas im abriyes, and his dealings with people should be pleasant. And then, mo abriyes oimri salov, what will people say about him? Ashrei oviv shelim de Torah, fortunate his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei rabbi shelim de Torah, fortunate is his Rebbe, his teacher who taught him Torah. Oyelohem lebriyes, woe to those people, sheloilom de Torah, that didn't learn Torah. Ploini, this person, Shelimdei Torah, that they did teach him Torah, he did learn Torah. Ra'u kama noim derochov, see how pleasant his ways are. Kama musukonim maisov, how refined are his dealings and everything he's doing. Olova kosov oimir, and on this person, the Pasuk says, Vayoimer li, Hashem said to me, Avdi ato, you're my servant. Yisrael, asher becho espoir, I am glorified through you, Yisrael. Aval, however, Misha Kaira, somebody who learns Chumash, Vashayna and learns Mishnayas, Umashamish Tamidei Chachomim, and he learns from the Tamidei Chachomim how to delve into what it says in the Mishnayas and understand the reasonings behind what it says in Mishnayas, Ve'ein Masoyo Matone Be'emuna, but his transactions are not conducted faithfully, Ve'ein Diburoi Benachasim Abriyas, and the way he speaks to people is not pleasant, Mohabriyas Oimrei Solov, what will people then say about him? Oiloi Leploini Shalom Et Torah, woe to that person who learnt Torah. They're obviously associating his lack of sensitivity, his lack of faithfulness, from the fact that he's learned Torah. Oy loy le'oviv shelim de Torah. Woe to the father that taught him Torah. Oy loy le'rabbi shelim de Torah. Woe to the teacher who taught him Torah. Ploini shelom et Torah. That person who did learn Torah. Look, ru'u kama mukul kolin maisov. Look at him. Look how crooked are his ways. V'kama mukul orim drachov. And how ugly are his ways. V'olova kosov oimir. And on this type of person, the Pasuk says, Vayovoi elagoyim ashebo ushom, that they came among the nations. Vayechalalu es shem kochi, and they desecrated my holy name, says Hashem. Be'emor lohem, when it was said of them, Am Hashem eile, these are the people of Hashem. Ume'arzo yotso, but they went out of his land. And the Pasuk explicitly calls this a Chilul Hashem by Yechalulu es Shem Kodshi, when these are prestigious people who they do an Avera and then they get punished. And when they get punished, all people will say, hey, this is a prestigious person. They don't know he did an Avera. They don't know why he's being punished. They just think, oh, you know, Hashem couldn't protect him. And people will say, Hashem is not protecting the pious, the righteous, the wise. And they're going to, that's a Chilul Hashem. They're going to speak badly and negatively about the honor of Hashem. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Chomo Bar Chanina. Gedoila Tshuva. You want to know how great the concept of Tshuva is? Shemeviya Rifus La'ilam. It brings healing to the whole world. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Erpo Meshuvasom. I will heal. Meshuvasom is their waywardness. Oyhavim Nedova. I will love them freely. Kishov api mimenu. Because my anger has turned away from him. And a few psukim before that, the pasuk says, Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem aleikecho. Do tshuva and return to Hashem. And then this pasuk, it says that consequent to that, Hashem is going to heal their waywardness and love them freely. Talking about the public, in plural tense. Erpo meshuvasom oyhavim. Why kishov api mimenu? Because my anger is turned away from him. It doesn't say from them, it says from him. A single person. We're going to see more about this on Amud Beis, Amir Tzashem. But you see from here that even if one person just does tshuva, he brings healing to the whole world. Says the Gemara, Reb Chomi Bar Chanina, Rami. Reb Chomi Bar Chanina actually asked a contradiction. Ksivit says in one pasuk, Shuvu Bonim Sheivovim. That Shuvu, you should do tshuva, and if you do tshuva, then bonim sheivovim, then I will just look at all the averus you've done in the past, and I'll just see them as if it was just waywardness. I will look at them as if it wasn't really such a bad avera. I'll just say it was immaturity and whatever other bad excuse you had, but I won't look at it in such a negative way. So you see from there that tshuva works, that retroactively the avera gets completely rubbed out. Uchsiv, however, in another pasuk it says, Erpo meshuva yiseichem, that when you do tshuva, it will be compared to healing, and we know that healing doesn't mean that you were never sick. It just means that from now and on, then you're healed. But some remnants of the fact that you were sick still stays. And that seems to contradict the pasuk before, that Hashem retroactively rubs out the whole avera. Says the Gemara Lo Kasha, it's not contradiction. It depends how you're doing tshuva. Kan me'ava, if you did tshuva, if your tshuva was motivated for your love of Hashem, then Hashem rubs out the avera entirely. Kan me'ira, however, if you only did tshuva because you had fear of Hashem, which is a notch let down, it's a level less than the other tshuva, then even though Hashem forgives you, but some remnant of the sin of the avera stays. Continues the Gemara, Rav Yehuda Romi, Rav Yehuda asked a contradiction. Ksiv, it says in one pasuk, Shuvu bonim shivovim, return to Hashem, bonim shivovim, the wayward children, Erpa meshuva yiseichem, I will heal your waywardness. So you see here that the people that did tshuva are considered bonim, sons to Hashem. Uchsiv, however, in a different pasuk it says, Ki anoichi bo'alti bochem, I shall be your master, velokachti eschem, and I will take you, Echod Meir, Ushnai Mishpacha, even just one from a city and two from a family. So what do we see from here? That the people who are doing tshuva, Hashem is speaking to them about Boalti, which means I will be the master. If Hashem is the master, it means they are the slaves. Well, are they slaves or are they sons? Says the Gemara Lo Kasha, this is also not difficult. Kan me'ava oy me'ira. If you do tshuva either out of love of Hashem or fear of Hashem, then you're called sons. Kan alidei yisurim. However, if the only reason that you do tshuva is because of the yisurim, because of suffering that's come upon you, in that case, the level of tshuva is even less, and then you're considered a slave, not necessarily a son. Continues the Gemara, Omer Blevi, G'doy lo tshuva, tshuva is so great, Shemagas at Kisei HaKovod, it reaches all the way up to the Kisei HaKovod, the Divine Throne of Glory. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Shuva Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, do tshuva, Ad Hashem Elikecho, all the way to Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, G'doy lo tshuva, tshuva is so great, Shedoicha es loisa se shebateira, that it overrides even a lav, a loisa se, in the Torah. What's the loisa se? Well, let's see, Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, that Hashem said Lemur, saying the following, Hein yeshalach ish, if a man divorces as ishto, his wife, v'holcho mi'itoi, and she goes from him, v'hoysol ish achir, and marries another man, hayoshu ve'ilea oid, can he return to her again? Haloi chonoif techen af ha'oretz. Hahi, that will definitely be very bad. It will cause a lot of profound guilt onto the land. However, va'at, zonis reim rabim, that you've committed adultery with many people, so to speak, that you loved, v'shoiv elai nu'um Hashem, and you're now returning to me, says Hashem. That's the power of tshuva, even though it says that, the pasuk says that when a wife gets divorced, a wife goes away from her husband and she marries somebody else and she has a connection with somebody else other than her first husband, the first husband can no longer take her back. However, with Hashem, it's not like that. So to speak, Hashem overrides the avera of taking us back. Even though we've cheated on him, we've run away from him, we've rebelled against him, and so to speak, we've been sent away from Hashem. Nonetheless, when we do tshuva, Hashem takes us back. Continues the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yonason, G'doyla tshuva shemakarebes es ha-gu'ula, tshuva brings the redemption closer, shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, uvo l'tzion goyil, a redeemer will come to Tzion, u'l'shove pesha b'Yaakov, and to those who do tshuva amongst Yaakov. And the way we have to read this Pasuk is as follows, Ma tam, what's the reason that uvol tzion goel, that the Redeemer will come to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, is mishum de shove pesha b'Yaakov, because Klal Yisrael did tshuva. So you see that tshuva brings the geula. Continues the Gemara, Omer Esh Lakish, G'doyla tshuva shezadoynos nase leikish gogos. Tshuva is so great that even though you did averus intentionally, after you do tshuva, they get viewed as if you only did the averus by mistake. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Shuvo Yisrael ad Hashem elikecho. Klal Yisrael, do tshuva and come back to Hashem. Ki koshalto ba'avoinecho. Because the avoin that you did, you stumbled upon. Ha avoin meizetu. The word avoin means you didn't aveir intentionally. V'kokori le michshel. And yet the Pasuk calls it, you stumbled across it. Which means that once you do tshuva, Hashem will view the Ovoin, which is the Averis you did intentionally, will view them just as a mere stumbling, as if it was done by mistake. Asks the Gemara, Eini, Va'omer Shlokish. The Shlokish seem to say something contrary to that. G'doyla tshuva shezadoynos nase leikis chuyos. Shlokish says that tshuva is so great that the zadoynos, those Averis that were done intentionally after tshuva, they actually become mitzvahs. They serve as merits. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ubeshuv rosho mirush osoi, when a wicked person turns away from his wickedness, v'oso mishpot utzdoko aleim, and he behaves with justice and righteousness, hu yichye, then he will live on account of those averus, those things that were wicked to start with. Once he's done tshuva, then it's actually giving him extra life. It's actually turned into a merit. So this seems to contradict, this Rish Lakish seems to contradict what Rish Lakish said before, that the Zadoinis become Shgogos. Here we see the Zadoinis become Zechuyos. Answers the Gemara Loikasha. It's not difficult, it depends why and how you did tshuva. Kan me'ava, when you did tshuva, when you were motivated by love of Hashem, then indeed the Averis becomes Zechuyos. They become a reason for life. Kan me'ira, however, if you did the tshuva just out of fear, then the Zadoinos will only become like Shgogos. Continues the Gemara, Omer Shmuel ben Achmeni, Omer Yonason, G'doyla tshuva, tshuva is so great, Shema'areches shnoisov shel Odom. It lengthens the years of a person. Shnemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Uvukshuv rosh omirishosei, when a wicked person turns away from his wickedness, Choyo yichye. That's the Pasuk we just saw before, that turning away from one's wickedness, before we said, what does it mean? Hu yichye. Before we said hu yichye is you're actually living off the averus that have become zchuyos. Now it says hu yichye is that the tshuva is going to lengthen the years of a person. Continues the Gemara, Omer b'Yitzchok, Omer b'Marova, in Eretz Yisrael, which was in the west, they would say Mishmei de Rabba Bar Mori. In the name of Rabba Bar Mori, Boy Urei, come and see Shaloi Kamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas of Adam, that Hashem is so different to a king of flesh and blood, or from any flesh and blood. Midas bas of Adam, the way that a human being acts is that if maknit is chaviri bidvarim, that if somebody aggravates his friend with words, sofik mispayis imenu, sofik ein mispayis imenu. If you then go and ask the victim to become appeased and you want to make up with him, he might be willing to do that, he might not. Vim taima mispayis imenu, and even if he's willing to make up, Sofik misbayis b'dvorim, sofik ein misbayis b'dvorim, then he doesn't know, will you be able to make up with him just with speaking, or will speaking words not be enough? And he's going to actually have to buy a gift for that victim to be able to get his forgiveness. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to Hashem, Odom Oyer V'Avira B'Seisa, even a person who does an Avira in secret. Mispayis V'Menu B'Dvorim. Hashem gets appeased, so to speak, by just words. Shenem, as it says in the Pasuk, K'chu Imochem Dvorim. Take the words with you, V'Shuvu El Hashem, and return to Hashem. V'Loy Oyed, and not only that, Hashem even is, so to speak, appreciates the tshuva and views the tshuva as having been a good deed. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, V'kach toiv. That's the continuation of the Pasuk. It says, Chui mochem dvorim v'shuvu el Hashem, imru elov kol tisa ovoin, v'kach toiv v'nashal maporim sivseisenu. So here the Gemara says, what does it mean, v'kach toiv? That they were telling Hashem, look, we're doing tshuva, take our tshuva, it's toiv. So Hashem is taking it as being toiv. It's not just that you do tshuva, yeah, you did an avera, get rid of the avera by doing tshuva. Tshuva is much more than just negating an evil. Tshuva is actually something positive in and of its own right. V'loy oida, not only that, shemal elo shemal olav akosuf, the Pasuk views it, ki'ilu hikriv porim, that the person who's done tshuva, it's as if he's brought a korban of bulls. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, the end of that very same Pasuk, unashal maporim sfosenu, and our lips will compensate for the bulls, as if we're bringing korbanos. And Shema Toimar, Pori Choiva, are you going to say that our doing tshuva is just similar to bringing korbanos of bulls that are obligatory? Talmud Leima. That's why it says in the Pasuk, Erpo Meshuvosom Oyhavim Nedova. The Hashem says, I will heal their waywardness and I will love them freely, which means Oyhavim Nedova, that the love will be as if we've given Hashem a Nedova, not just a korban which had to be brought as an obligation, rather it's a korban that was brought as a voluntary korban, and a korban that's brought with a voluntary brings and causes even more love than a korban that's brought as an obligation. Tanya, learnt in a brisa, Hoyer Reb Meir. Omer Reb Meir would say that gedoy lo tshuva, that so great is tshuva shebishvil yochid she'osa tshuva moichlin nechol ha'olam kuloi. And we saw this already before, that gedoy lo tshuva, that it brings refuah to the whole world. Here it says that it brings repentance to the whole world, and the whole world is forgiven. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Erpo Meshuvosom. Hashem says, I will heal their waywardness. Oyhavim Nedova, I will love them freely. Kishov Api Mimenu, because my anger's turned away from him. Mehem Loinemar, it doesn't say that my anger's turned away from them because they all did tshuva. No, Mimenu, Elo Mimenu, that my anger's turned away from him. Only he did tshuva, one person did tshuva, and many people will get healed from it, and many people will be forgiven from it, as it says, Erpa Meshuvosom Oyavim Nedova. Continues the Gemara, Heichadomi Baal Tshuva. What is the definition of a Baal Tshuva? When does a person know that he's done Tshuva? Omer Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, K'goyin shebos liyodu dvar aveira. If the opportunity for doing the aveira, that means the same aveira that he had done in the past, arises again, comes his way, dvar aveira, pam rishoyna ushnia v'nitzel himenu. If once and twice he's get put into the situation that was similar to when he first did Davera, and he was saved from it, he managed to overcome his inclination and not do the Avera, at that point he knows that is proper tshuva. Machvir Rabbi Yehuda gestured as an example that if somebody did an Avera chas v'shalom with a woman, then ba'oisa isha, if you're in a situation with the same woman, ba'oisa perek, and it's still the same time, whether it's the same time of the year that he did the Avera initially, or whether it's the same stage in his life that he did the Avera originally, either way, Ba'oise Mokim, and he was in the same place, in the same environment where he first did the Avera, and nonetheless he overcomes the inclination and he doesn't do the Avera, that's a Baal Tshuva. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yehuda. Rav Romi, Rav asked the following seeming contradiction. Ksiv in one pasuk it says, Ashrei Nesui Pesha, fortunate is the one whose averus are forgiven, kesui chato, whose averus are concealed. He doesn't reveal them, osiv. In another posuk it says, mechase pshov, somebody who hides and conceals his averus, lo yatzliach, is not going to succeed. The question is it virtuous, is it correct to publicize one's averus or not? Says the Gemara lo ikashya, ha b'cheit mefurusom. This posuk that says, mechase pshov lo yatzliach, that if you conceal your averus, then you'll not succeed, that's talking about that you did the avera and everybody knows about it. It's become famous and well known. And if so, then you should, if everybody knows you did the avera, you should come out in public and show remorse and do tshuva, and show everybody that you've mended your ways. But the pasuk that says that you should conceal the avera is talking about an avera that has otherwise not been revealed, and therefore one should not reveal it. Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Omar of Nachman. In the name of Rav Nachman, another answer was given to this seeming contradiction, that kan ba'averus shebinodim lachaveri, that those averus that are between man and his fellow friend, there you should tell people about your averus, because then your friends will actually go to the victim and ask the victim to forgive you. So there's a purpose in telling people about the averus that you've done bin odom lachaveri. Kan ba'averus shebin odom lamokim. However, those averus that are just between man and Hashem, then there's no reason in the world for somebody else to know about it, and those averus should remain concealed. Continues the Gemara Tanya, Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda Omer. Odom over avera, if a person did an avera. Pam rishoino, if he did it once, moichalin loy. He's forgiven. Shnia, he does it again, moichalin loy. He again gets forgiven. Shlishis, moichalin loy. Even a third time he gets forgiven. Revius, ein moichalin loy. If he did the avera a fourth time, then it's already much more complicated. He can't just do tshuva. And the Mefarshim discuss what he can do and what he has to do. But he can't just resort to regular tshuva. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, Koyomar Hashem, Hashem says as follows, Al shloisha pishei Yisrael, for three averus of Klal Yisrael, Hashem has looked away, so to speak, Val arbo, but for four, Lo yashivenu, I will not forgive them. Va'omer, and it also says, Hein kol eile yif'al kel. That behold, Hashem does all these things, pamayim sholish im gover, with a person two or three times, and is talking about giving atonement for averus, and you see that up to three times, a person will get atonement, afterwards less. May v'omir, why did he have to bring two psukim, one posuk that says, koyomar Hashem al shloisha pishei Yisrael v'al arbo lo yashivenu, and the second posuk of hein kol eile yifal keil pamayim sholish im gover? Explains the Gemara as follows, that first the Braisa brings the first posuk, that Koyomar Hashem al shloisha pishei Yisrael v'al arbo lo yashivenu. V'chi teima, says the Gemara, are you going to suggest that hanemili b'tzibur, that that's only true and only applies to a community that do an avera and then they do tshuva, that Hashem forgives them the first three times, aval b'yochid loy? But if an individual does an avera more than once, maybe he can't do tshuva. Toshema, that's why it says in the pasuk, Hein kol eile yifal keil, pamayim sholish im gover. When it says that Hashem does it three times, im gever, and gever is a single person, it's not a community, and you see that even a single person, the first three times, Hashem forgives him. Mikan ve'eilech ein mo'ichalin lo yishenem al shloisha pishe yisrael, val arbo lo yashivenu. And some take out this sentence, because we've already seen it doesn't come in here. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbonon. Averos she'esvade aleihem yom ha'kippurim zeh. Those averos that he did last year, and on Yom Kippur, he already confessed, he already said vidui on them. Lo yisvade aleihem yom ha'kippurim achir. The next year, he shouldn't again confess for those same averus, obviously assuming he didn't do them again. Vim shano behen, but if he did do those averus again, of course, tzarech lezvadis yom ha'kippurim achir, then again you have to confess for them again on the next Yom Kippur. Vim lo yishano, but if he did not do the averus again, v'chazar v'svad aleim, and nonetheless he confesses again for the averus he did before last Yom Kippur, olav ha'kosav omer, the pasuk says that he's compared to a kekelev shov al keo, like a dog that vomits, and the dog goes back and eats or drinks from the vomit. Ksil shoina b'ivalto, in a fool who repeats his foolishness. You've done the avera. You've done tshuva. Why are you holding on to the avera? Why are you going back to the avera? Let go of the avera. You don't want it anymore. Do you not believe that Hashem has forgiven you already? basic trust. Hashem has forgiven you for those averus. You can let go of it. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov argues and says, Kol shekein shu meshubach, that he's even more praiseworthy. Every time you say a new confession, even for old averus, it's very praiseworthy. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk, Ki pashoi an yeido, I recognize my averus, v'chatosi, and my averus, negdi tomid, are always before me. So you see that even though you've already confessed, and Yom Kippur has passed, then you should keep confessing and keep bringing it up. Asks the Gemara, Lomani Mekayim, what's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov going to do with this pasuk of Kekelev Shoval Keoi, that if you go back to something negative that you've let go of, and you go back to it, that is compared to a dog that returns to its vomit? Says the Gemara, could Rav Huna, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov would learn this pasuk like Rav Huna did to Omer Rav Huna, Kivun She'ovar Odom Avera. If a person did an Avera once, and then he repeated it a second time, Hutrilo, it becomes permitted to him. And the Gemara says, Hutrilo Solka Daitach, what, it becomes permitted? How can you even entertain the idea that it becomes permitted? It's an Avera. Elo'ema, what it means to say is, Nasis Le Kaheter. To him, in his mind, it's perceived as if it's a muta. And that's what he learns from Kekelev Shov Al Keoi. The same as a dog does not get repulsed by his vomit, so too this person who does an Avera and then goes back and does the Avera again, that is such a type of person is compared to a Kelev Shov Al Keoi. Continues the Gemara, V'tzorich lifroit es achet. When a person says vidui, confesses, he has to specify the Averas that he's done. He has to say, I've done such and such an Avera. And that way, he's done the mitzvah of vidui in the best way. Shenemar, where do we learn this from? It says in the pasuk that Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ono, please Hashem, choto ha'om azeh. The people have done an avera, chato gedoyla, very grave sin. Vayasu lohem elukei zov, and made for themselves a golden calf. Elukei zov, a golden calf. So you see that Moshe, when he was asking for forgiveness, when he was confessing on behalf of Klal Yisrael, he specified the Avera that they had done. Divi Reb Yehuda ben Bava, that was Reb Yehuda ben Bava's opinion. Reb Akiva says that one does not have to specify the Avera when confessing, because it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei Nesui Pesha, fortunate is the one whose Averas are forgiven, Kesui Chata, whose Averas are concealed and are not expressed explicitly. If so, according to Bakiva, we have a question, Elomaush Omar Moshe, why then did Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went to Hashem, why did he say, Vayasu lohem elehezov, that they made the golden calf before you? Why did Moshe have to specify the Avera? Answers the Gemara, Kudur of Yanai. Rabbi Akiva will understand that mentioning the Elehezov is not a way of doing a confession, rather it's a way of lightening the load of the Avera. The Omar of Yanai, Omar Moshe lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Kesev v'zov she'erbeis olam liYisrael. It was the silver and gold that you gave Klal Yisrael at sheyomru dai, until they said, it's enough. That was what was goram lehem she'yasu lehezov. That made them do the gold calf. So Moshe Rabbeinu was, so to speak, saying to Hashem, Hashem, was it their fault? Could they have avoided doing the golden calf? You gave them so much gold and silver, more than they could deal with. So he mentioned the gold god that they made, the Lehezov, in order that Hashem should realize what caused them, not that it was okay, but what caused them to do it, and therefore he would lessen the severity of the Avera. Continues the Gemara, Shnei paranesin tovim omdu lohem liYisrael. Klal Yisrael had two excellent leaders, Moshe v'David. Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech. Moshe said, Yikosev surchoni. My disgrace should be written in the Torah. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Yan loy emantem bi lehagdisheni. Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron that because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of Klal Yisrael, that's why you're going to die before and you will not go into Eretz Yisrael. And so the fact that it's mentioned that Yan loy emantem bi, that Moshe Rabbeinu was specifically mentioned and, so to speak, publicized the Avera that he did, that, so to speak, he didn't believe in Hashem. Obviously, it has to be understood in the right context, but he expressed that. But David Omar, however, David says, Ali Kosev Surchoni. David HaMelech says, don't write down the disgrace Don't mention explicitly what I'd done wrong. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, Ashrei Nesui Pesha, praiseworthy is the one whose averus are forgiven, Ksui Chato, and averus are concealed. So David HaMelech says, I don't want people to know about my averus. Moshe Rabbeinu says, at every opportunity, Moshe told people, this is why I didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, Moshel de Moshe v'David. The parable, which will bring out the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and David HaMelech, Lemoa David Doime, is compared to the following scenario. L'shtei noshim sheloku be'Beis Din. There are two women who have both got lashes in Beis Din. Achas kilkula. One had committed adultery and had been engaged in immoral activities. V'achas ochlu. Ochlo pagei shvius, and the other one had eaten some unripe figs of Shemitah. And since it's unripe, it's not fully ready for human consumption, and therefore it's considered as if you destroyed and wasted the fruits of Shemitah, and that's something which you're not allowed to do. But you cannot compare the avera of eating unripe figs in shvius to severe immoral behaviors. So Omron hen oiso sheochlo pagei shvius, the woman that was getting the lashes for eating those unripe figs in Shemitah, she begged and said, I beseech you, hoiduel mahi loika, tell everybody for which avera I'm getting malchus, I'm getting the lashes. Shelayomru, that they shouldn't say, al mashe zuloika, zuloika. They shouldn't say that in the same way as the other woman was engaged in adultery, so too I was. No, you tell everybody that the avera I did was relatively smaller. Heviu pagei shvius. So they brought some unripe figs of shvius, v'tonu b'tzavara, and hang it around her neck. V'hoyu machrizin lefoneh v'oimrim, and they announced to everybody saying, Al iske shvius hiloika. The reason she's getting flogged, the reason she's getting malchus, is because of shvius, not because she'd done something similar to what the other woman had done. So the same is with Moshe Rabbeinu. All the other people in the generation died because of the story with the Meraglim, that they believed the spies and they didn't believe Hashem could take them into Eretz Yisrael. And now Moshe didn't go into Eretz Yisrael. People might say that Moshe Rabbeinu also had some part in the Meraglim. So that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, at every opportunity, tell everybody why I'm not going into Eretz Yisrael. It's not for Averus anywhere close to what the others had done. Continues the Gemara. Mefarasumim esachaneifim. That if you're aware that somebody's a hypocrite, on the outside it looks like he's a tzaddik, but his acts and his deeds are far from it, then you should expose that mipnei chilul Hashem. Because other people who don't know what hypocrite he is, they think, and he seems to be a righteous person, they'll copy all the things he's doing, when in truth, a lot of the things he's doing are evil. And that will be a chilul Hashem. And therefore one should expose him. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, ubeshuv tzaddik, mitzidkoi, that when a person turns away from his righteousness, va'osa ovel, and he acts corruptly, v'nosati michshei lefonov, Hashem says, I'm going to put a stumbling block in front of him. I'm going to make sure that he ends up doing an avera that's going to expose him to everybody. And that way everybody will know that he's not as righteous as he's making out. And if Hashem exposes the hypocrites, then all the more so, we're required to expose them as well. And Emir Tz Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.